Good morning.
Good morning.
If you would, turn your hymnbooks to page 392. 392. Sing verses 1 and 3. 1 and 3.
If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see, my friend, trust in his promises, friend. Sing and be happy, Christ, come to the bold trust. Him who leads you, he will keep your soul alive. Oh, be faithful, look to him and pray. Lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing, be happy today. Up in heaven's fair sky, when it seems our fortunes of earth round and pass us by, there are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust each day, we shall have pleasure unfold. Sing and be happy, Christ, come to the bold trust. Him who leads you, he will keep your soul. Let all be faithful, look to him and pray. Lift your voice and praise him in song. Sing and be happy today.
Before we go to God in prayer this morning, please turn your hymnbooks to page 418. 418. Sing verses 1 and 3. 1 and 3.
You may have your worldly pleasures, your silver and your gold. You may pile up all the riches that this old world can hold, but I'd rather have my Savior and with him firmly stand. For I want to be ready to meet him in that glory land. I want to be ready to meet him high and high. I want to be ready to meet him in the I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet him in a glory land. There's one thing I can boast of, salvation from the fall. I'm an heir of wealth to glory, my Father owns it all. That's why I'm shouting happy and will at his command. For I want to be ready to meet him in a glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. For I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. For I want to be ready to meet him in a glory land. I want to be ready to meet him by and by. I want to be ready to meet him in the sky. For I want to be more like him and do his blessed command. Be ready to meet him in a glory land.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father in heaven, we indeed thankful, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to come together again upon this first day of the week to conduct this service. Pray that each one that have attended it have come for none other purpose than to worship you in spirit and in truth. We are so thankful that we live in a country whereby we can come together. Thankful that for the opportunity with the virus that we have, that we are able to come here at this time to be able to conduct a service in safety. We realize, Father, we have some that are unable to be with us, and those that perhaps could be with us, may they reconsider if they are able to come and also join us, and we believe that they will be protected and they will enjoy the service and they can be uplifted in the things that we do. Father, at this time, may your blessing be with the nation and all the people that make up that, and to be able to deal with the problem that we have. May people continue to be able to be safe. Those that are losing loved ones, may your blessing be upon them that they might be able to get through this trying time. And Father, at this time, may your blessing continue to be with the ones that are mentioned here as being sick, the one that's being bereaved. Be with the bereaved that can be able to, in the loss of the loved one, can be continue to be confident. Whatever we can do, may we be able to help strengthen them by giving them courage and strength to be able to carry on. Father, at this time, we are mindful of Brother Jerry Cross that have been placed in hospice. We pray that you will continue to be with his daughter, Vicky, and be able to strengthen her in a time of need. We are thankful that we had the opportunity to have him to be able to come back and be with us, and he has been going through some trying times, Father. Just bless him at this time and the ones that are waiting upon him. Others that are mentioned here that are unable to be with us and convalescing home, continue to bless them also, and those that ministering to them the things that they need. And we are thankful for our Sister Mary Edwards, who had the surgery. May you continue to bless her and Brother Wild and other family members in the time that she is going through with. And Father, as we listen to the sermon this morning that will be brought to us by Brother Skippy, may we listen attentively to it and the things that he will present to us, that we will apply them to our lives and helping us to be better servants of yours. Be with the leaders here at the congregation as they deal with the time that we are in, and may everything work out well with them. Grant unto them the health and their strength to be able to continue to carry on here at this congregation. And Father, when we come together, may we always strive to be able to do the things that will be pleasing to you. And may each one can continue to be uplifted, and we can be strengthened, and we can show our love toward one another by keeping and encouraging each other to carry on and living the Christian life. May your blessing always be with us when we come together, and may we continue to strive to serve you. In Christ's name we do pray, and amen.
Before we partake in the Lord's Supper this morning, please turn to page 296. 296. Sing verses 1 and 4. 1 and 4.
On a hill far away,
We're gathered this morning to remember that great sacrifice that Christ made on our behalf. The giving of his body, the conquering of death, the shedding of his blood. Let's go to God in prayer and thanks for that great sacrifice. Dear Father, as we take of this bread this morning, we keep in mind Jesus on the cross, the great life that he led without sin, the giving up of his life so that we can celebrate the resurrection, knowing that Jesus has defeated death and that we, if we're true to the end, can have a home with you. Help us, dear Father, as we take of this bread, that we do it in a worthy fashion, thinking of the meaning of that sacrifice and why we are here this day. We ask this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Let's bow in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to partake of this fruit of the vine. We thank you that your blood that washes all of our sins was so graciously and freely given that we might be able to commune with you in this way this morning. We ask that as we partake of this fruit of the vine, that we reflect upon the suffering and the shame that was given on our behalf, for we know it should have been us that should have been on that cross, but he took our place. Father, we thank you for all the blessings that you've given to us. We thank you for that blood that washes us away. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
After marking that, please turn to page 999. Say verses 1 and 3. 1 and 3.
Oh,
Scripture reading this morning will be taken from the book of Matthew. That's Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 through 32. Matthew 14, 25 through 32, and I have the New King James translation. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Brother North.
Good morning. Truly, God once again has allowed us to be able to see a day that we have never seen before, to come out to worship him in spirit and in truth. It's good to see each and every one of you here this morning. And if you're visiting with us, we do count you as our honored guests. We're just glad that you came to be a part of this service on this morning. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Eternal Heavenly Father, again, thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for this opportunity you've given us to once again assemble ourselves together this morning to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Thank you for those who have taken part in our service this morning. And now, Father, once again, as we go into your word, that we begin to focus on the word and what it has to say to us and the things that we are going through each and every day. Lord, at the conclusion of this message, there'll be those who have fallen short of those who need to make a correction. Lord, help them do so before it's everlastingly too late. Give me your word, the things that I say, Lord, you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Walking by faith in an unusual situation. The word walk in the Bible often symbolizes the way that we live, the way that we act, the way that we conduct ourselves in a certain way. It has reference to the fact that life is a journey, and that the Christian is a person who is traveling to another country. And so to walk by faith is to live in the confident expectations of things that are to come. To walk by faith requires that we become familiar with the promises that God has given to us. And we know that the Bible is filled with promises for believers. And nothing is more encouraging and nurturing to our faith than reading the promises of God. For in Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so as we take a look at our text this morning, the Bible says that the disciples are in a storm in the fourth watch of the night, and Jesus came walking to them on the water. Verse 25. And we find in verse 26 that the disciples were troubled. And then in verse 27, Jesus said unto them, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And then Peter says to Jesus in verse 28, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come on the water. When you look at this, Peter asking to walk on the water was a most unusual request. But in reality, one of the main reasons why Peter wanted to walk on the water, because he wanted to get closer to Jesus. And I wonder this morning, is there anybody in here who really wants to get closer to Jesus? And if you really want to get closer to Jesus, you gotta walk by faith, because faith pleases God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 and verse number 6. Walking by faith means to make some changes in your life. You obey him. You obey his commands. And you cannot stay where you are and get closer to Jesus. Peter wanted to change from being in a boat to being close to Jesus. James says in James 4 and verse number 8, when you draw close to God, God will draw closer to you. And so the thing that really made Peter want to walk by faith and to get closer to Jesus was the storm that he was going through. And church, sometimes storms come to test us, so that we can see if we will walk by faith and not by sight. Your storms ought to draw you closer to Jesus. But some people can be in a storm and still don't get closer to God. All the disciples in the boat did not follow Peter's walk of faith. The rest of them were satisfied with just sitting in the boat. See, some people are satisfied with sitting in a comfort zone. And most of us haven't gotten out of the boat to serve the Lord. We have difficulty in practicing our gifts. Why? Because we are already comfortable or staying inside our boats. Boat folks are not doing anything for God. Boat folk don't want you to do anything for God. Everybody in the boat is not going to walk with you on the water. And so this morning, I just want to take a closer look at Peter's faith. And I just want to give you just four brief simple things in the walk that Peter had when he was walking in an unusual situation. Number one, what we see is the success in the walk. The success in the walk, verse 29. The Bible says that after Peter asked to walk on the water, Jesus told him to come. Now, when we think of Peter walking on the water, we normally only think of him sinking. But Peter did have some success before he started sinking. And the reason why Peter was successful is because he believed the word of God. Peter began his walk on the water by faith in the word of the Lord. And so Jesus told Peter to come. And Peter stepped out of the boat on just one word, because he believed the word of the Lord. And church, we can always step out on the word of God. We can always stand on the word of God, because whatever God says will hold us up. Whatever God says will build us up. And that's why we need to stop sitting on the premises and start standing on the promises of Almighty God. You can always put your faith in the word of God. And just let me say something, just a word to our young people. If you really want to be successful in life, then you got to obey the word of God. You got to keep God's word in front of you. Let the word of God be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Let the word of God lead you. Let the word of God guide you. And so not only do we see the success in the walk, but we also see the sinking in the walk. The Bible says that Peter started out well walking on the water. But after a short way, he began to be afraid. And he began to sink. Verse 30 says he saw the wind boisterous. Now it was not the actual wind itself that he saw, but it was the effects of the wind. And then Peter started to weary. And that's when he started to sink. Peter took his eyes off Christ instead and put them on his circumstances. Listen, what we focus on in life will either feed our faith or feed our fear. We need to understand that. And I don't know this morning. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but there is somebody in here that you have taken your eyes off Christ and you have put them on your circumstances. And because your eyes are on your circumstances instead of on the Lord, then you have started to sink in what you should be walking on. Stop sinking in your circumstances and start walking on top of your circumstances. Stop sinking in your situation and start walking on top of your situation. Stop sinking in your condition and start walking on top of your condition. Peter started sinking in what he should have been walking on. You got to be watchful. You got to be watchful of the devil, because he will always tempt us to take our eyes off Jesus. The devil wants us to walk by sight instead of walking by faith. Because he knows that if he can get you to walk by sight, then he can get you to go under what you should be going over. But what you have to do is that you got to learn how to stay up. And the way to stay up is to walk by faith. But then thirdly, not only do we see the sinking in the walk, but thirdly, we see the saving in the walk. Thank God that Peter did not drown. While Peter was sinking, he still had enough sense to start praying. Because the Bible says Peter cried, saying, "Lord, save me." When Peter's faith got weak and trouble came, he did not drown in his troubles. He did not give up in his trouble, but he went to the Lord in prayer. Out of all that Peter had been through, he still had enough faith to pray through. Listen to me. I wonder this morning, out of all that you have been through, do you still have enough faith to pray? Do you still have enough faith to get a prayer through? Because if you still have some faith, then you can get back up on your feet. If you still have some faith, then you can pray your way up. And Peter's faith was a little faith, but it was enough faith to get a prayer through. Peter was able to get up because he prayed his way up. But then, finally, see, I told you there was some short point. Finally, not only do we see the saving in the walk, but finally, we see the scolding after the walk. After saving Peter from drowning, the Lord scolded him. He scolded Peter about the smallness of his faith and the shame of his faith. "Oh, thou of little faith." See, Peter's faith was small, but at least he had enough walk to walk as far as he did. When Peter needed more faith to complete the walk, let me ask you something. Do we need more faith this morning to complete our walk? If so, be like the apostles in Luke 17 and verse 5. "Lord, increase our faith." But keep in mind that Peter had been walking with Jesus for some time. He's seen Jesus work many miracles. He had seen Jesus fill his boat with fish. He had seen Jesus heal his sick mother-in-law. He had seen Jesus turn water into wine. He had just seen Jesus take two small fishes and five barley loaves and feed 5,000 men, plus women and children. And on all the miracles that Peter had seen, he had no reason to doubt. You know, my brothers and sisters, many of us here have been walking with Jesus for a long time. We have seen the Lord make waves out of no waves. We've seen the Lord open doors that were closed in our face. And we don't have any reason to start doubting God now. Even though we are in this pandemic, we still need to trust. We still need to have faith in God, because he's still in control. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word, because he never failed me yet. And many of us can look over our lives this morning and we can say he has never failed me yet. He's been an on-time God. He may not come when we want him to, but he's always. He's always on time. And so let me close by saying, when you recognize God as a creator, you will admire him. When you recognize his wisdom, you will learn from him. When you discover his strength, you will rely on him. But only when he saves you will you worship him. Faith is confidence that God will do whatever he promised. I don't know about you, but do you have faith this morning? Do you have enough faith this morning to trust in Almighty God? Even when things don't look so good, do you still have enough faith to trust in God? If you're here this morning, God's been good to you. He spares your life just one more time. Allows you to come to this place at this particular time. We don't know what tomorrow will hold. We know who holds the future. But today is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. Who will you choose this morning? Will you choose God? Or will you not choose God? Will you leave here the same way that you walked in here? I hope that you leave here better than when you came in here. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Jesus loved us so much that he gave his life on Calvary. God made it possible for us to have salvation. You've heard the word. Believe it to be true. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You got to be willing to repent of your sins. Luke 13, 3 and 5. Confess Jesus as the Son of God. Matthew 10, 32 and 33. Go in the watery grave of baptism for remission of your sins. Acts 2, verse 38. When you come up out of that water, you're a new creature. In Christ Jesus, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The Lord adds you to his church. Then you got to live faithfully. You're going to be going through some ups and downs, but now you got somebody on your side. You got somebody that's going to help you to make it through whatever you're going through. When you live faithfully unto death, you receive a crown of life. If you're here this morning, you're a Christian. Maybe you've lost faith. Maybe you begin to sink in the thing that you should be walking on. Give it back to God. Trust God and see what God can do with your situation, your circumstance, and your condition. Come right now as we stand and sing the song of invitation. Won't you come?
Oh, to Jesus I surrender.
Presence. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning to see another beautiful Lord's Day. We thank you for the message brought to us by Brother Skippy, and we ask, as always, that you help us take the message and carry it with us, not only throughout this day, but throughout the week and throughout all the days of our lives, and to be able to spread the message and the gospel to others. Thank you for all the many blessings you bestowed upon us. And we ask you to be with those who are not able to attend due to illness, whether it be spiritual or physical, or those who are traveling. We ask you to guide, guard, direct us, and keep us safe in everything we do as we go throughout the day and throughout our lives. And we thank you for the opportunity that was given to Nalani, and we ask that you help her from now and throughout her life to be able to turn to you in good times and bad, and know that you will be there with her forever. We thank you for each and everything you've done for us, Lord, and we ask you be with us as always. It's in your Son, Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.